Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Disney vs. Disney Debates podcast is all about finding the answer to one simple question. What is the best Disney movie of all time? Maybe the question isn't that simple. So join us every Saturday as hosts from all across That's Not Canon fight for their movies in one-on-one debates moderated by me, Zane C. Weber, in order to decide once and for all which of Disney's beloved classics or recent hits will take the crown.
Mine.
Save it for the show. Available now on Spotify, iTunes, and wherever you find podcasts.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
And where are you now?
On the Titan of Earth.
Flying to the moon on a lovely cloud made of marshmallows.
Greetings and welcome to the fifth episode of the third season of Law and Disorder, a fifth edition Dungeons and Dragons podcast. I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber, and here's a recap on what you've missed so far in this season of Law and Disorder.
Our heroes have found themselves on the moon, stranded by the machinations of their former enemies and now uneasy allies, the triad that destroyed the city of Umthalas. Tasked with finding a pyramid of pure moon crystal, they set out across the moon landscape and disturbed a nest of deadly cat bug creatures. Now that they have their prize, they are headed away to talk with the residents of the moon. And what will they find there? Let's find out.
And that's what happened last time on Law and Disorder. If you want to help out the podcast, you can find us on Facebook, you can find us on Twitter, or you can find us on Patreon. There's lots of rewards up there for anyone who wants to become one of the best people in the world and be part of our patronage. If you want to go to thatsnotcanon.com, you can find all the other great podcasts on the network. But until then, it is time to get on with the game. This is Law and Disorder, and I am your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber. Here with me at the table to play the game tonight are
Nick playing Black Patty,
Miranda playing Gwen,
Isaac playing Melina,
Sebastian playing Jim Henson, famous creator of puppets.
I don't know who that is.
Wrong one.
Jack playing Dashbold.
Which one's Jim Henson again?
Jim Henson created the Muppets.
Yeah, it's a puppet.
Yeah, he didn't create puppets.
Yeah, he also created puppets. He went back in time 300 years?
Oh, wow.
700 years.
Can we please move on?
How old's a puppet?
Ooh. How old is a puppet or the concept of puppetry?
I'm going to Google it while you fill this with...
Look, I feel like that's the domain of a different podcast.
Depends what you mean by puppet.
Puppets. Where did we leave off?
This is how old are puppies, so that's debatable.
No, leave 3, it
3,000 years ago. Oh,
yeah.
It was not Jim Henson, guys.
It's quite an old idea.
I'm so glad that Seb is now confident that he was wrong.
It's almost certainly older than that.
We've been confident the whole
Where
time.
Where did we leave off in the game?
We just defeated a skill challenge.
We got a crystal thing.
Aplomb.
Right? We got a crystal.
And you got nobody was there to applaud.
Big chunk
us.
Of crystal.
Hopefully there isn't a horde of cat things coming.
Why would there be?
Exactly. Why would there be? Why? Why
it's in the other instance. That it's,
that's right, yeah.
Because it's like the dungeon instance.
We zoned
not
out.
In that instance.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right, and in the other direction.
The A-team is having a picnic.
Yeah.
The A-team. You're so cute.
James.
Jim.
And the odd little moon person have started walking towards the Titan. M.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I missed that. I just heard James.
So if you have any questions, let me know. I probably won't know the answers, but, you know, life's
Thank
a journey.
You. Where did you come from? Thank you.
Space, specifically for me. Where do we come from? Oh, home.
Thank you. The planet that this moon orbits around, thank you.
Thank you. How long did it take, thank you?
About 6 days from my recollection.
Thank you. No, it took us about, was it 6 months?
3 months.
3 months? A long time. Too long. Thank you.
But time travels differently when you're asleep.
It's true.
Thank you. Are you asleep? Thank you.
I was. Thanks for asking.
Thank you. He's lost his memories. Thank you.
Thank you. Where will you find them? Thank you.
Oh, no, I checked everywhere. Like, there was a couple of loose rocks on the robot, but I couldn't see them. So, I'm kidding. I don't know. Hopefully that'll, like, come back. But if not, yeah, it's fine.
For some reason, this moon person seems enamored with the nonsense that's coming out of Jim's mouth.
It's very charming. We've all been charmed.
No, it's more like that they're confused and... but kind of like they want to figure it out, but they don't know how. They haven't got the codex.
Oh, little guy, that is such
to decode.
Can I roll an insight to work out if I'm getting weird looks? Is it because I'm not doing the thank you thing, or does the creature just not understand my speech pattern?
You can roll an insight if you wish.
It was a 14 plus something. Do you want to know the
plus peasant stats?
They don't seem to be taking offense, and they're just paying a lot of attention to what you're saying. They don't seem to understand everything that you're saying. Mm.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
communication is happening.
Yeah, we're the best of friends. So the robot's pretty big. You can kind of just see it. It's that big thing like right ahead of where we're heading. And I point at the what I imagine to be like a skyscraper.
It's not a skyscraper, but it is prominent on the horizon, yes.
Yeah, that thing.
Thank you. I know where it is. Thank you.
Yeah, we do.
Thank
Let's
you.
Go.
We saw you land. Thank you. Thank you. Why didn't you leave with the others? Thank you.
Thank you. The others and us are in a little bit of a disagreement. Thank you.
Yeah, they're all about rock and roll. We find that we're more into like smooth jazz.
Oh. Thank you. Isn't your robot made of rocks?
Yeah, they really like the robot. I'm impartial. I mean, it's kind of cool.
Thank you. Let me put it this way. The people in the other robots want to end all of existence because they think that's the best thing. Us here think that's not very nice. Thank you.
Thank you. They work for the lady. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. You don't work for the lady. Thank you.
Thank you. I do. Doesn't mean I have to agree with her. Thank you.
Can we take a time out of this conversation and you tell me exactly what relationship both of your characters have with telepathy?
None. I dislike it in my brain.
You are a Will Nystrian. You're a Will Nystrian spy, so I'd imagine you'd at least be trained in knowledge.
Even as a wizard, I had no defense against it. So
I know people come
male.
Into my mind. I try to block it out.
Okay, no, that's totally fine. So both of you feel a weird sensation of
arousal.
Being spoken about on the other side of the room. And this persists for a couple of seconds as you're talking to your companion. And then you see three slightly taller, one slightly shorter of these moon people walking towards you through this grass plain.
That solves my next question because you kept saying we. So I was going to ask, who's the other person in that? Are those your friends?
Thank you. They are my parents. Thank you.
Cool. Are we going to meet them?
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
I love meeting groups of people that I don't know.
Thank you. Then you will enjoy this. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And they look up. They do not look happy. But they are speaking. It's quite obvious that they're speaking telepathically. And you can kind of you can feel it brushing past your mind. Like they're not focusing. They're just broadcasting telepathic thoughts. But specifically, you're not capturing them.
It would be rude to eavesdrop anyway. So I'm going to continue walking towards the robot.
As you do.
Can I do an insight on their faces?
Sure.
Do they look angry with an insight of 11?
Angry is a strong word for what they look like. It looks like they're disciplining a child.
Okay.
And as you go to walk away, your companion is going to put a hand on your arm and go, "Thank you. I need the tuning fork back. Thank you."
Oh, did you give it to our friends?
Thank you. Yes, I did. Thank you.
Okay. How far are we from the mountain now?
About 5 minutes.
Okay. I guess you want to head to the mountain to get it from them, I guess? Or if they have it, we have to wait for them.
And you hear another kind of flurry of thoughts. And then, "Thank you. I cannot go to the mountain. Thank you. Thank you. You should come with us. Thank you. Thank you. We will feed you. Thank you. Thank you. We will house you in our settlement. Thank you." And no eye contact now.
So, I've just got to get some stuff from the robot, and then I would love to come to your settlement. Do you mind if I just pick up some stuff? Because I didn't think we'd...
Thank you, my parents mind. Thank you.
Well, can they talk to us about that? I'd love to meet them, have a bit of a chat. I'm sure they won't mind if I'm just picking up
some
stuff.
Thank you, we can talk to you. Thank you.
Oh, that's exciting. Hi. How are things on the moon?
Thank you, they were peaceful. Thank you. Thank you, and then you arrived. Thank you. Thank you, then you stole from us. Thank you.
What did we steal from you, sorry?
You are in reception of stolen goods. The protector of our village, the Chime.
Oh, we can get that for you. It's no problem at all.
Thank you. It was gifted to us on loan. We didn't intend to keep it, thank you.
Thank you. It was stolen from us and given to you, thank you.
Thank you, we had thank no
you.
Idea.
You will come with us, thank you.
They just want insurance.
Well, you seem reasonable, so I can't... Oh, that's, yeah.
Yeah, they just want insurance. I'll get it back.
Do you want us to get it for you? Like, our friends shouldn't be too much longer. We can return it to you, then everyone's all peachy, right?
Thank you. You will come to our village. Thank you. Thank you. You will be housed and fed. Thank you.
Well, it does sound like... What part of the moon are we on? North? South? Is this some southern hospitality? Okay. Well, I'm down for some dinner. So.
You're definitely in the northern hemisphere of the moon.
Northern hospitality is just as good. It doesn't get as much credit as southern, but it's pretty good.
Thank you. Would love to come to your village. Thank you.
Okay. Well, so without anything else, they just kind of circle behind you, and then your original companions just kind of hang their head, turn around, and walk in a little bit back towards where you were coming from, but still away from the mountain. And... they're going to say, "Thank you for not fighting. Thank you.
Thank you. We mean you no harm. Thank you. If there has been a misunderstanding, we'd like to rectify that. Thank you.
Thank you. Why do you carry weapons? Thank you.
Thank you. There are others who try to kill us. And unfortunately, where we come from is not as peaceful as here. Thank you.
The second we leave the path that we were going straight down, I'm going to tumble.
It wasn't so much a path as you walking through a grassy field.
Oh, I thought it was like a dirt little trail we're walking on. Oh, then it doesn't matter. I will not do that.
Okay.
I will not do whatever it is I was
I will
doing.
Not, yeah.
And if you're just going to continue, it's going to be in silence. And you come into a small, shallow valley. And the grass here is shorter. And you can see that there are a number of rather spherical, you would call maybe sheep.
Brilliant.
Maybe. Sheep about the size of alpacas.
Ooh.
But very, like, bulbous. And in the center of this valley, there is a number of concentric circles of dwellings. And these dwellings seem to be just one big sheet of something, wood or metal or glass, that is leaned over and supported. So it's a whole bunch of, like, A-frame houses.
I'm going to point at the sheep and go, "Look, James, the sheep look like ice cubes."
Yeah, it's Jim. Yeah, I guess that's unique. What a unique village you all have, to the people.
Thank you. We like living here. Thank you. Thank you. It's very peaceful. Thank you.
Well, I wonder if we can pat one, and I'm just going to end the sentence speaking in Elvish to Jim. Just stay very close.
I will not outwardly acknowledge that, because that would be a stupid thing to do.
Thank you. You shouldn't pat them. Thank you. Thank you. They will scream. Thank you.
Thank you.
Like ghosts? And they just fall over. Go, like fainting ghosts.
Yeah. All of them. Thank you. Thanks for the tip. Thank you.
Just the tip.
Thank you. You are welcome. What? Thank you. Thank you. It is for your own safety. Thank you. Thank you. It is for ours as well. Thank you.
So how long have you guys, you and your family lived here? Do you guys move around a bit, or is this your, that's been your home the entire time, or?
Thank you. I have always lived here. Thank you.
And for how long has that been? I'm just trying to get a grasp on your history here.
Thank you. Thousands of years. Thank you.
Okay. That's great. Each, that you've been personally here for thousands of years, or your family?
Thank you. No, thank you. Thank you. I am young. Thank you.
We have these back home. They're called elves. They're kind of, I describe them as pointy, like me, but pointier. And they live for way too long. So you can never tell, but they look younger than me. Crazy.
Thank you. I have met elves. Thank you.
Sneaky bunch.
Thank you. That is not my experience. Thank you. And they look a little bit ashamed at admitting that you insulted someone.
Just see us in the waters.
Thank you. Well, shall we continue and meet your, I assume, your leaders? Are you the village leaders? Thank you.
Thank you. We are the parents. Thank you.
Thank you. Is it only children besides yourself? Thank you.
Thank you. Parents and children. Thank you.
Well, I mean, that just makes sense.
Thank you. You don't have a form of leadership. It's all uniquely shared between all of you. Thank you.
Thank you. The parents decide what is best for the children. Thank you.
Makes sense to me.
So, I'm very glad that you've shown us your wonderful village. I'm curious, if we are to get the item back for you, how will we get our friends to meet us here if they don't know where we've gone and they have the item?
Thank you. We have left a wide path. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I was just saying, because I was like, I'm happy. I want to get back for you, and I don't
and
know
And it's
how.
True. Like, you've been walking through grass, and wherever you walk, like, it has been pushed over and knocked out of the way. Okay. It's not hard to see exactly where you were walking and where you changed direction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll just follow them into the village.
All right. They take you into the center of the village, which has a spring in it that has been harnessed into some sort of fountain. It's very plain, is almost perfectly circular. And around this is gathered what you imagine is the entirety of the village. And again, they seem to be separated by the two very uniform heights, the slightly taller and the slightly shorter. And so the one who came and found you said, "Thank you, I am a child. Thank you. Thank you, those are the parents. Thank you."
"Thank you, I am Melina. This is Jim. Thank you."
"Hey, again."
"Thank you, I am Isbin. Thank you."
"Well, Isbin, nice meeting you." Do puns extend to the moon?
"Thank you. I am the parent. He is the child. Thank you."
"I swear I must be older."
"Thank you."
Metaphor.
"I am Narum. Thank you. You will address me. Thank you."
"Narum or Naru? Sorry, I didn't catch you."
"Thank you. My name is Narum, Jim. Narum. Thank you."
"Hi, Narum."
"Thank you. Greetings. Thank you."
Now, you sound grumpy, but does Narum sound grumpy? I'm trying to ask, is that just the voice, or does the thing speaking to me sound grumpy?
He's not as interested to know humour you as Isbin is. He's more like, you're speaking to an adult now.
Yeah.
So let's talk real talk now.
Yeah, let's do it.
"Thank you. Do you come to invade? Thank you."
"Nope."
"Thank you. How long will your robot be stationed where it is, thank you.
Thank you. Hopefully no more than a couple of hours at most, thank you.
Thank you. Why do you attack the wildlife, thank you?
Thank you. The wildlife tried to eat us, thank you.
Thank you. That is what wildlife does, thank you.
Thank you. We don't like to be eaten. At least where we came from, it's customary to not allow oneself to be eaten by the wildlife, thank you.
Thank you. Why fight when you could run? Thank you.
That's what I was... That's exactly what I was saying. And then I just kind of like nudge Melina like, yeah.
Thank you.
Listen in the room here.
Thank you. All life is precious and I don't believe in taking it without going to unnecessary steps to get to that point. Unfortunately, those who are with us are not smart. They are a step above beasts in terms of intelligence, thank you.
Thank you. You mean fools, thank you.
Thank you, yes. Very foolish, thank you.
Even Cornel. But they mean well, I assume. If who knows?
Cornel could hear that.
Peace, 6 days.
Thank you. Are you parent to all of these fools?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, however, they aren't very receptive to listening to authority, thank you.
Thank you. Perhaps discipline is necessary. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, don't you worry. I have plenty of ways to discipline them once we get back to the robot. Thank you.
Thank you. Why did they enter the mountain? Thank you.
Thank you. The robot requires a crystal of some sort to move. Apparently, the only one they need is located within the mountain itself. Thank you.
Thank you. My child told me that you were warned of the dangers inside the mountain. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, I did tell them. They went in anyway, and I came searching for an adult to help me explain to these children not to go inside places they don't belong. Thank you.
Thank you. Do you expect them to survive? Thank you.
Thank you. They have survived a great many things. I think they'll at least come out a little sorer, but alive. Thank you.
May the lady bless them.
You say less or bless?
Bless.
No.
And then wide-eyed, open stare at you.
Insight. What's going on?
is this a trap or like a God bless you?
Insight's going to be a 22.
He's expecting some kind of ritual response. You notice that this statement was not preceded or followed by a thank you.
I just open my mouth and hold my hands up. Blessings of the lady upon us all.
His eyes just follow your hands and flick between them and your face. And he just mimics you and says, thank you, blessings of the lady upon us all, thank you.
Thank you.
And you lower your hands, cautiously monitoring the others.
How did she know exactly what we needed?
Down to a T. Nailed it.
God.
Thank you. Sit and eat. Thank you. We will wait for your children to return. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I sit down.
There are a number of circular tables around this fountain or pool, and so one of them has been set with just kind of piles of a pale yellow orb fruit. It kind of looks like it might be a cake.
Mm.
Everything here looks to be very circular.
Mm. Brilliant.
So you sit and you eat. The gathered people just continue to observe you from a distance. Isben will sit with you, as will the other shorter person who came to fetch you. The other adults, the other parents, will go and join the others, but they're just going to go and stand in front of them. And you feel this strange sensation of being spoken about but not being able to understand what is being referred to.
Can I just, while eating this delicious sphere cake, I just want to look around and see if I can see any like weapons or anything. This, I mean, they seem pretty peaceful, but I was wondering if there was like any, are there any spears.
Well, firstly, as you eat this sphere cake, it tastes like chalky lemon.
That is not fun. I don't eat that much.
It's not a particularly pleasant sensation in your mouth. And as you swallow it, you're like, oh, it kind of sticks all the way down.
Yeah, I don't have that much of it.
And that does seem to be the only thing that they've put out to eat.
I'll lean
but over, there is water.
I'll lean over to old Nisbin. Nisbin? Yeah. And ask.
Nisbin,
sorry. Ask, would it be impolite if I ate some of my other food?
Thank you. Is our food not good? Thank you.
I just kind of.
My stomach just hasn't climatized to the change of scenery yet.
Yeah, I just microbiome
elbow Jim in the shoulder says, "Eat the food."
I'm so full from all of the food I had earlier in the robot.
Eat it.
I'm at the kids' table. I'm just like I'm scooping it and putting stuff under my napkin and like in my sleeve. Like delicious in the sleeve.
Just.
But I'm not going to eat any more of this gross food because I'm an adult and adults make adult decisions not to eat food they don't want.
After this little outburst, Isben looks at Airman and says, thank you. Jim is like the child of a child. Thank you.
That's what we've all been saying this whole time.
Thank you. Thank you for putting it so eloquently. I've been thinking of a way to put it.
And let's cut to the other
team. I was looking for weapons.
Oh, yes. Roll me a perception investigation, whichever you wish.
They have shotguns.
The one that I rolled a 28 in is investigation.
No weapons.
Well,
not one weapon.
Cool.
Nurtured. They don't even seem to have doors.
Oh, fucking
hell. All walls.
Rob, this guy's blind.
Please don't.
They all seem to be wearing very similar things, woven out of what you imagine would be the wool of the creatures that you passed. Mm. They have around their houses, they kind of look like twiggy trees that have these orbs growing on them. They're not all necessarily the yellow ones that you're reading. There are some slightly pink ones and a few greener ones, all very pale. And like if you saw that growing on a tree on Earth, you would think that the tree was sick.
Okay. Anytime I feel like they're actively, because they said like, do we feel like our thoughts are being read, or just that we can feel like there's noise going on that we can't hear with them talking?
Yeah, that one.
He's like, okay, then don't worry.
You don't feel like anyone's trying to penetrate your brain.
Oh, sweet. Mm.
Honestly, you feel like they're talking to each other in a way that you can almost perceive but can't quite latch onto.
Okay.
Outside the fissure in the mountain.
Cornel, could you take this crystal?
The crystal is about 7 feet long.
Wow.
And about 2 feet in diameter. So it's going to take 2 people to carry.
Oh, my God.
Unless you further break it.
Once I break it and I pull out Yuri, the gun, and force Eldritch Blast it.
Roll some damage. You don't need to roll the hit.
But it'd be funny if you missed.
I'm happy to just carry it.
And
what if you break it and you make it too small?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
we go back in.
13.
I don't want to do that.
Okay, yeah, you break it about in half, but it's still. It could be carried by one person, but they would be very heavily laden.
I expect Cornel will. Cornel, could you carry this on your mighty steed, perhaps?
I can do that.
Yes.
That'd be good. I believe my steed might be better used to stand guard at this fissure for a while.
Okay. I can break it further then.
No, it's okay. We can just carry it.
The problem is these creatures are very fast.
And I've started carrying it already.
The creatures are very fast. So if you want, we can just make a small
piece.
I'm
sorry, I can't hear you. I'm carrying this heavy thing.
I can't hear you over the giant crystal I'm carrying.
But the creatures are going to pursue us and they're a lot faster.
I'm sorry, what?
It sounds like a Gwen problem.
I can't.
You know what, Dashbolt, it's fine. Like, we just need to outrun her.
Gwen is walking away.
Gwen, we're
Cornel
getting
Cornel summons his Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Why do you make things difficult, Gwen?
I'm not. I'm just...
I could just make it smaller.
Gives it a nod, and it turns, growls, and crouches at the entrance of the fissure, its tail swishing, waiting for something to appear.
Oh, I thought it was going to try and pick up the crystal's little arms.
That would be funny.
No, Cornell has suggested that if these things start swarming out of here, his mount's probably the best thing to buy you a couple of minutes.
Yep, good.
And you head off.
He's going to help me carry it, right?
Cornell, yeah. Yeah. He's not staying there.
I could just break it in half. We don't need a giant.
We don't know how
to. Ashbold just wants to break things. I don't know why.
It's all right. We got it.
Okay. You can travel at normal speed if the two of you are doing it.
Yep.
Both of you are there as well, I assume. You're all sticking together. No one's running ahead.
No.
You're not making a running race out of this one.
No.
You learned your lesson from last time.
We can't because we decided to carry the heavy thing.
Yeah.
We don't need to.
So you start running and you quite clearly see the path that Jim, M, and your alien visitor took. And you're following that. It's going directly towards the Titan. And then about 5 minutes past that, you see that it abruptly changes direction and heads off kind of at an oblique angle.
Huh.
How far are we from the Titan at that point?
Like, about 15 minutes from the Titan.
Can we just take this back to the Titan and then we'll come back and investigate where that goes?
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's go. We're not going to carry this thing all over the moon. Let's get it back to the Titan first.
We should just get back to safety.
And we'll just wait for Jimmy Jam and...
I'll just send Nobby.
I love the Gwen's... Gwen's first reaction to the fact that Jim has been abducted. Is like,
I don't know they've been abducted. They're just...
they just decided to walk in a different direction for no reason.
Yeah.
Hey, could you just give me the sounding thing and I'll just take it back to the village?
We don't know that.
We don't know
what they want. Place. Never mind. I didn't say that.
Yep.
Let's go. Yeah. I'll send Nobby down there.
Back to the Titan.
Please go back to the Titan because I very clearly made a point that they will not know where to fucking go. Because we couldn't leave a message for them.
Yeah.
So I want this to backfire on their dumb asses. Please go somewhere else.
Titan.
Jackasses.
I'll just send Nobby down there.
No. Titan.
We're coming back.
And then we just make the Titan.
No, I'll just send Nobby down there.
Nobby's going
down there.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Just Nobby.
In the meantime, we're going to run this giant block of crystal back to where it needs to be so that the Titan can keep moving and we can get on with the job and kill. And then we're just going to come back here and then go take the corner path to see what happened to Jimbo Jam.
Okay, yeah, you run.
And M. Let's forget about that.
You head off towards the Titan and you're making good time. What was mostly uphill heading towards the mountain is mostly downhill heading away from it.
That makes sense.
And you arrive at the foot of the Titan. The entrance that you came out of is still there, and you head up into it, and you are met in your regular hall space that you have been spending most of your time in by the Clocks, who take the crystal from you.
Good job.
And Pan says, it will take them some time to fashion what we need.
That's okay. It's
but
probably gonna
this
take
crystal...
us-
is suitable. Thank you. Did M and James perish?
I hope not. We're going back to find them.
Are they not here?
They are not here.
Okay. Oh, they must have.
Yeah, they must have taken that other path.
Picnic or something.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's okay. We'll go back.
So
we'll find them.
How long until the crystal's ready?
I cannot say. I have never made one before.
Oh, come on.
One day.
Okay, well, we won't be more than a day then.
If they're just having a picnic, why will that take a day?
I have no idea, but you know these fools.
What do I see through Nobby's eyes?
You see a peaceful, silver and pastel-coloured village of A-frame houses set out in a number of circular rows surrounded by giant, fluffy, circular sheep.
They've gone to a giant... beautiful, beautiful village full of giant round sheep.
You also see James scooping death or lemon into his sleeves.
And right now, you hear a horrible high-pitched squealing scream
Coming from James.
And you see one of these big floofy sheep on the other side of the settlement to Nobby just fly through the air.
Is it
and
one?
Then disappear again behind the building.
I thought you were going to say you see it crapping out a lemon, like a yellow sphere or something like that.
As the swarm finds the village.
Guys, we need to go. And right now, and I get on Nobby, and I mean, well, duck and I start
this,
going.
This place yep. seems pretty safe.
We'll leave it there.
Oh, I'm about to use so many villagers as shields. Where's the smallest, weakest looking villager?
And that is where we will leave our heroes this week. Join us next week to see what the village has in store for them. A big thank you, as always, goes out to Alex Smith for our theme tune and to Matt Garbutt for our character art. Also to Tabletop Audio and Battle Bards for the supplementary music used in this episode. If you want to help us out, you can find us on Facebook, you can find us on Twitter, you can give us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcatcher you use to listen to us. You can tell your friends or your gaming table that we exist and to get them to catch up. And if all else fails, you can do the best thing in the world and become a patron of ours. Until then, I've been Zane C. Weber. Thank you for listening.
Do you enjoy video games, have heard of video games, or perhaps exist in a world where video games also exist? Then we have the podcast for you. Cutscene Saga is the new podcast from That's Not Canon Productions. We focus on the stories and the best bits of all video games, old and new, and discuss them with fans and our regular host, Joe Diskett. So get onto thatsnotcanon.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any podcatching app to find Cutscene Saga, the new video game podcast for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.